Jacksons, the time has come.
Right, so I'm gonna have to see if I remember how to do this. Welcome to the Funk Foundation. My name is Jason Marks. It's been 2 years, is what it's been. Feels good to be back, and I'm just popping back in to empty out a few gems I've accumulated, shine a light maybe on some new modern artists, and generally pop in to say hello. Let's do it. Manu Dibango kicking us off. I have no idea what that brass instrument is that makes that noise. It probably should be checked out because that is my job, but I definitely know the face I pull when it gets played on that song. Awesome record, awesome. So I am feeling good to be back. Like I said at the start, it's been 2 years, and I'm kind of treating this episode as a bit of a diary entry. I've had a crazy 2025, started doing Funk Foundation parties. I warmed up for Trevor Nelson, which is just mega cool for me. Played a few festival gigs here and there. I also set up a mental health-based DJ club in Preston called Preston DJ Social, which we started in May of 2024. And our last event that we did the other week, the other month, we had 200 DJs from across Lancashire. So I'm proud of that as well. Started playing for Disco Puss in Manchester. So from a disco point of view, that's a big one for me. And I also, strangely, got to meet Pete Tong at one point. I got a photo and everything. I look mega pleased to see him. He don't look too chuffed to see me. But I've got the photo, and that's the main thing. I'm looking at that. And I'm just sort of reflecting on the year. And the last 3 months of the year, I'm just taking a little bit of time out to focus on me, sort of rediscover my hobbies, recharge, eat well, get to bed on time. Ponder what I'm going to do in 2026 and reconnect with things that I love, which is strange that I've ended up back here. So, always a nice place to be, and I enjoy playing people tunes, and it's always warms my cockles when people say that they listen to the show. So hopefully there's still people out there who are listening.
Runners, the product of many cruel summers, and the description was fitting. They say it's two gunners, slap chick keys out your cheek until you're true hummus. Left the scene, the Hellcat scream, cause we don't do Hondas, but we do Benny Hannas, taking your baby mama. She hostage me in the hummus, she kiss it to pay me homage. She work it like I deserve it, she move like the perfect pervert. They say Mississippi burning, I'm sipping syrup, eating sherbet. Watch the world go to hell as I'm laughing, saying it's perfect. Catch me after Sunday service, disturbing the church's workers. Tell the deacon we ain't speaking, need money, his prayer's worthless. I can tell through my alertness, he's nervous about his purchase. Hey, in the name of Jesus, the reef
coercion.
Good.
How nice is this though? The DJ spinnery freak of I Feel Good by the Fatback Band. Loving this vein of tunes at the moment. I came across it via a remix compilation by the name of Spring Revisited, which is a collaboration between Acid Jazz and Ace Records. And a part of that series, they've just dropped a load of Fatback Band remixes, and this was taken from that series. And it seems like they're onto a real winner with this, and there's going to be like more tunes that are mined as the years go on and people sort of realise. It's like one of them sort of Dave Lee compilations from back in the day where you realise, oh, everything's off those couple of compilations. That's what I feel. But of the 15 releases so far, 10, 15, that's one of my favourites. I might sneak another one in at the end. But for now, though, we're going to dive back to an original. This next one is Getaway by Earth, Wind & Fire. And it's pretty much everything that you need from a disco record.
Give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all. when you won't sing. Bust it loose, baby, do your thing. Give me the bridge, y'all. Give me the bridge, y'all. Give me the bridge now, now. I feel like busting loose.
Abibio Sound Machine is just a band that keeps on giving me. The more I delve into them, the more I love them. And just a really eclectic fusion of sounds with a very funky spirit to it. And I'm at the same stage in my relationship with Ezra Collective, who will be coming up later on in the show. But this next artist who we've got on, I mean, I've been loving him since I was 16. And do you know what I mean? What 16-year-old in the early 2000s wasn't in love with Alexander O'Neill, criticised. You know what I mean? But yeah, this is the first time I've played this record on this show, unbelievably. So let's just get it straight on, shall we? As bangers go, it's definitely up there, and I there's no doubt that I forgot just how bubbly that bass line is. Luscious, luscious tune. So I'm definitely out of practice because I did forget to mention that we've got a Keep It sample. So should we do that then?
This is a journey into sound.
So this is the part of the show that we like to call Keep It Sample. The premise of the idea is it's just for you guys to play at home. Not for any points. I've got nothing to give away. I'm doing this with very limited resources. So we've got to find our own fun. You know what I mean? I'll play you three songs that have been sampled. And you have to guess the modern version of these samples based on the songs that I play you. So you get 5 points for the artist and 5 points for the tune. If that's not clear, it'll become apparent. And if you played before, then you'll be fine. If not, we're just playing tunes and we'll have a nice time. This week, we're doing 80 songs which were sampled to make Beatport chart hits from 2024. Very niche, but dance floor anthems. If you've been going out in the past 2 years, basically, you'll have heard those songs and you'll recognise these original samples. All you've got to do is write down the modern versions. Ready? Good? No? Don't have a clue what's going on? Doesn't matter. Here's three songs. Let's do it.
I think I've got you all my time. you might be missing some of the benefits that stereo can provide.
Cause only this I know, baby, love is the
So, did you get any? Do you know where these songs are from the past 2 years? At the very least, we hope we've made you go, oh yeah. And if not, maybe you've just had a nice time with some good music. But we're going to go through these individually now. The first one that we played, a bit of digging going on for this one. It was an album cut from a 1985 LP by an artist called Goody, produced by Kevin Yarbrough from Yarbrough and People. The track was called Ready or Not. Props on that one for finding that record. Alan Fitzpatrick and Ronnie Spiteri, who released On My Mind in 2023, but it was the Enzo Is Burning remix released in the summer of 2024, and it's still going strong as a club hit now. Next up, less obscure on the source, lead single from the former Temptations frontman Dennis Edwards' debut album called Don't Look Any Further. That was released in 1984. The tune was originally meant to be a duet with Chaka Khan, which that would have been amazing, but they couldn't find a space in her schedule to team up with Dennis Edwards. So they decided to stick with the demo vocalist, Saida Garrett, who got the gig, incidentally, from Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson recommended her, which is probably one of the best musical references you could ever hope to get, especially in the mid-80s. Been a number of samples of this over the years, but we're looking for a house release from the past 2 years doing the damage. And that was Poser, Too Cool to Be Careless, tickling the charts in the summer of 2024 as a club release. Finally, we've already played it on this show, 1981. Kenny Burke, Let Somebody Love You, being chopped up. It's a hard one to spot, but when you do hear it, it's definitely in the Jamie XCX flexing his sampling prowess in collaboration with Honey Dijon, Baddie on the Floor, released in April last year. So, I mean, I told you it was going to be difficult. If you've been going out, you've been having a nice time on the dance floor, you'll have definitely heard those records in dance form. And if you haven't, go and check the Meet It Up versions. But we're giving out points. So points for the artists, points for the song. The first one was Goody, Ready or Not, released in 1985. We were looking for Alan Fitzpatrick and Ronnie Spiteri, On My Mind, the Enzo Is Burning remix. I get an extra 5 points if you got Enzo Is Burning on there. Dennis Edwards, Don't Look Any Further, that was remixed by Poser. 5 points for that. Too Cool to Be Careless, 5 points for the name as well. Kenny Burke, Let Somebody Love You, we wanted Jamie XX and Honey Dijon, Baddie on the Floor. There you go. I hope you've had fun. If you sat there like, what was the point of all that? Don't worry, we're back to normal. Everything's going to make sense again. Here's a song about a cake.
Spring was never waiting for us, dear. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. The garden's park is melting. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't
Double dose of Disco Diva, Gail Adams and Donna Summer back. Finally getting to play those. Brought it on yourself from a very long list of tunes that I couldn't unfortunately squeeze into the Paradise Garage documentary. I'm MacArthur Park. I was actually at a Funk Foundation gig and a woman asked me to play something I really loved. So I actually played Gail Adams and then she asked me for MacArthur Park, which I'll be honest with you, I've never really been much of a fan of that song. But when you do actually sit and listen to the lyrics, it's an insanely good record. And the arrangement and the energy and this sort of melancholy edge into it that like Northern Soul records tend to have, whereas a bit of sadness in a dancing energy record. So yeah, it's been on repeat for the past month or so in my house. So a bit of synchronicity there, like being able to play it for you guys. Another record I've developed an obsession with came this summer. And it's nice to reflect on that. So this is Ezra Collective, God Gave Me Feet for Dancing.
Birds flying high, I don't know how they feel. People outside in search of something real. And I need mine to get me started. Something to get me started. Got to get me started. Give me baseline.
Give me Dan. Dance is hope made flesh, and I am pure hope and bone. When the day is long and the afternoon is heavy, I allow myself a song and dance to get my spirit steady. 'Cause this life is a battle, let me show you how I fight. Music is my armor, a rhythm is my weapon. When I dance, I fix my step. When I dance, I'm not upset. The rent is due, but for a bit, this hurt is off my neck. 'Cause dance is hope made flesh, and right now I'm hope and bone. This world is straining jaws, and rhythm is my weapon. A beat for when I'm broken, heartbroken. A bass line to tide me over, get me out from under. A melody to carry me from one moment to another. Every day's a battle, and rhythm is my weapon. Sometimes it's nothing special, a little shuffle for the sadness. Sometimes I dance off key to keep my devils guessing. You might think it's cringe, but I will leave that to your discretion. You fight the dark your way, for me, rhythm is my weapon. My knees aren't always smooth, and my voice is not much better. I'm trying to survive here, I've got no time to look pleasant. And I don't have the answers, mate, I barely have the questions. How did I make it this far? Rhythm is the weapon. This world is relentless, depression is the devil. Heartbreaks and setbacks take man down a level. But Wookiee said a thing, for me it's a lifelong lesson. Every day is like a battle and rhythm is a weapon. A song to bring the lights back up, a dance for when I'm rough. And when I step out of a storm, I shimmy all that water off. Bad vibes,
I shimmy off.
Bad mind,
I shimmy off.
Bad back,
I shimmy off.
Bad news,
I shimmy off.
Bad mates,
I shimmy off.
Big grief,
I shimmy off.
Big beef,
I shimmy off.
Big oof,
I shimmy off.
Tension,
I shimmy off.
Heartbreak,
I shimmy off.
Setbacks,
I shimmy off.
Let down,
I shimmy off.
Downpour,
I shimmy off.
Regrets,
I shimmy off.
No love,
I shimmy off.
Hangry? Okay, maybe not that one. What right have I to dance when the whole world is on fire? What sleep can ever satisfy when my spirit is what is tired? But I saw some kids in Gaza, break dancing in a crater. And if this world is worth a damn, then rhythm is the weapon. I said rhythm is the weapon.
Dylan Jazz, a legal hit featuring Joshua Idahen, who, if you've not checked him out, please do. He's got a sublime record called Mum Does the Washing, and he explains the world via your mum doing the washing. It's not in the genre of what we'd play on here, but definitely worth a listen, and his back catalogue is immense. In the meantime, this is pretty much all from me now. I don't know when I'm breezed back through. I've got one more record for you. I've enjoyed this, as always. This podcast is a bit of catharsis for me. Looking at it, I started it in lockdown. I'm currently doing it whilst I'm on a 3-month hiatus from working too hard. And the Paradise Garage documentary pretty much came about when my nan got took into a home, and I just sort of threw myself into that, and I got a lot of great feedback, and it was really nice. But I was definitely channeling a lot of emotion through that, if I'll be honest with you. So whilst I'm in the midst of a really crazy year, it's good to be back on here, and it's good to just do something that's not about work, it's not about money, it's just about pure enjoyment. So to the couple of people who've messaged me and said, please can we have another episode, or I used to listen to you, thank you for just reminding me of what this is. And I'm glad that you guys enjoy it. I mean, it's turning into a bit of a diary thing, as I said. It's probably not the healthiest way to deal with grief, but as I've sort of moved through it, everybody grieves differently. I don't know if it's going to hit me like a ton of bricks at some point, but I just know to take the sad days as the sad days, and take the happy days as the happy days, and just enjoy things. So, yeah, sorry to get a little bit deep for you, but this last record is for my nan. She wasn't really much of a soul fan, so I can't really play you DM100, but she passed away early May this year. So here's a nice song to see you out. I don't know when I'll be back through, but this has been nice to do. So take care of yourselves. Catch you soon.
Ooh, baby. Don't send me no postcards. Don't send me no letters. Ain't nothing you can do that'll make it any better. What I'm trying to say is, baby, if you can't come yourself, are you listening? Baby, if you can't come yourself, don't send nobody else. While you're having your run, don't forget about number one. They say we're so connected, and I'm starting to feel neglected. Don't wanna be selfish. A whole